Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. It's a great pleasure to say we're joined by Itamar Marcus, a man that I think has distinguished himself as really an international go-to resource on matters involving the conflict between Israel, where he lives, and the Palestinian intifada of various forms and shapes over many years being waged against the Jewish state. He is the founder and director of an indispensable organization entitled Palestinian Media Watch. He has been involved on behalf of his government in Israel with the Palestinian Authority on trying to curb the sorts of incitement that he documents brilliantly. He is a frequent contributor to the public policy discourse on all of these matters, including with articles published at the Gatestone Institute. He is also the author of a terrific book, Deception, Betraying the Peace Process. Itamar Marcus, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It's so good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It's always great to be with you.
Well, there seems to be a lot of this incitement business going on at the moment, Itamar, and I wanted to sort of get your take on the extent to which it seems to be ratcheting up. The Palestinian Authority, for its part, as well as Hamas, the two factions that govern different parts of the Palestinian community. What can you tell us about what's going on and why it seems to be intensifying at the moment?
Well, it started intensifying in December, right after President Trump recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and it has continued since then. The Palestinian Authority wanted the world to see that their people would respond with violence, they would respond with killing Israelis in response to that decision. In fact, the fact that every life is a whole world, but there have been two Israelis killed since then. There could have been many, many more. When the Palestinian Authority wants violence, we see a tremendous increase in the incitement to violence, the glorification of terrorists, and that's exactly what we're in the middle of right now. So you would think that if the PA is promoting violence and terror, the Western world would turn their back on them. But just the opposite happens. And this is why terror works for them. The more terror that they do, and the more they say we are helpless because of Israel, the more the Western community, the international community, the Western governments, many of them, put the blame on Israel and say, well, you have to give in more or the terror is going to continue. And that's what the Palestinian Authority has used in the past successfully, and that's why the terror is increasing now, because they know the more Israelis that they kill, the more the international community will blame Israel and ask Israel to make concessions.
Yeah. And Itamar, what you do so well and so importantly, I think, is documenting that this isn't just, you know, the odd Palestinian agitator that is engaged in this kind of incitement. This is actually being purveyed by the state media and other outlets, notably in the educational system. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. It's the official Palestinian Authority media. It's the official Palestinian Authority leaders. It's not just the media. The leaders themselves glorify the terrorists. The head of the Commission of Prisoners, Isaac Karaka, constantly referring to terrorist murderers as heroes. Mahmoud Abbas himself has hugged terrorist murderers when they were released from prison and refer to them as heroes. So the Palestinian Authority, and this is why I say that they are still more a terror organization than an acceptable partner in the international community, they have not yet accepted the premise that is true in all Western countries, that terror is rejected and terrorists are rejected. They have not. They are continuing with their ideology that they had before the Oslo Accords, that terror is legitimate, and they have not changed even one day. They pay salaries to these terrorists who are in prison. And this is something that's been an important issue the last few years. We've raised this already in 2011. We've been fighting for the international community to punish the Palestinian Authority for paying salaries to terrorists. Every terrorist who gets arrested and ends up in an Israeli jail starts getting a salary. It goes up to 12,000 shekel. That's about $4,500 a month. That's about four times the average Palestinian salary.
And this raises the question, Itamar Marcus. You've been involved in and certainly followed very closely this so-called peace process. You've written your book about it entitled Deception. How could it possibly be that there would be an ability on the part of Israel to make peace with people who have so clearly this jihadist culture and agenda aimed at destroying where they can, not just Israelis individually or collectively for that matter, but as a nation state?
It is tragic. And what happened initially is the peace process, the so-called peace process, the Oslo Accords were signed by the Labor government. And immediately, within years, there were suicide bombings all through Israeli cities. And what happened was, like a gambler who didn't want to be proved wrong, he kept doubling their bets. And that's what happened under the Labor government. Netanyahu actually was able to stop. This is the first time he was prime minister, was able to stop the terror almost completely for the years that he was in it. And then when Labor Party, Ehud Barak, got into power again, and the Palestinians started what they called Intifada, their terror war, the Labor leadership at the time, Ehud Barak, was refusing to admit that they were wrong. So they ignored the fact that the Palestinian Authority was sending suicide bombers to Israel. And they kept trying to talk, they kept trying to convince, and Israelis were being killed every day. And I fear that there was also another point here. There was so much political competition within Israel, as there is in many countries, the Labor Party was refusing to admit that they made a tragic mistake by bringing these monsters, these terror monsters, and giving them an entity right amongst us. And to admit that they caused all this death was too hard for them, so they continued to play the charade of a peace process instead of admitting we made a big mistake.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to say they've been enabled by successive U.S. governments in doing just that, of course. And to some extent, I think the blame may lie here as much as there for incentivizing the Israeli governments to behave in this fashion. Let me ask you about the new and growing threat to Israel, Itamar Marcus, from Iran. Now in Syria, its forces doing business as Hezbollah, both in Lebanon, of course, where they have increasingly taken over that country, as well as on the other side of the Golan Heights from Israel. What's the view on the ground there, as you see it now, with specifically in the wake of the attacks that took place over the weekend?
Well, the Israeli government and people left and right in Israel, that is within politics, is one issue that there is no opposition on. After Israel, just this 2 days ago, Israel blasted within Syria and destroyed a tremendous amount of, they destroyed the Iranian military bases, Syrian military bases, tremendous damage to their infrastructures. And it was supported across the board, left wing, right wing, Labor Party. Nobody is going to question Israel's right to keep Iran away. Iran openly, as opposed to the PA, which lies and deceives, which is why our book is called Deception. Iran says openly, we are building nuclear weapons, and one of our goals is to destroy the state of Israel. So everybody can unite against them, and no one wants to see Iran establish itself in Syria. By the way, yesterday, the Israeli, one of the generals in the Air Force announced that there have been over 1,000 Israeli attacks inside Syria in the last few years. And Syria has been quiet about it because they are embarrassed, I guess, that they have no ability to stop it. But that Israel is not going to allow Iran to establish any kind of a serious presence there. And the sooner Israel destroys every little bit of Iranian presence, the less chance that we have it will lead to war.
I pray, Itamar Marcus, that there will be a similar bipartisan consensus on this subject in the United States as well. We need to have your back. Itamar Marcus, thank you so much for all you do at Palestinian Media Watch, the Gatestone Institute's publications and elsewhere. Come back to us again, if you would, very soon. In the meantime, stay well. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.